أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاتقوا النار التي وقودها الناس والحجارة أعدت للكافرين. الله أكبر. فإن لم تقل
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to all people, to all mankind, Allah is addressing. That same verse that we read yesterday, recited yesterday, that on their rejection, on their non-practice, on their hypocrisy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated that the reason for your non-implementation is doubt, which is embedded in your heart, because in reality my Habib, my beloved, my Prophet who I sent, you doubt him. You doubt him. You don't accept in your heart that he is the Prophet that I have sent, and for this reason the deen that I gave to him, the kitab, the book that I gave to him on the orders of the Quran, you do not practice. You don't practice. You reject, you refuse. You know, you're aware, but you don't accept in the right way. Because you practice the way you want to do things. Whatever you like, you do. What you dislike, you leave. According to the times and the generation, you practice what you want. You don't practice what the deen has required. Rather, you implement what you require, what you want to do. And even if you accept and you practice, then in parallel you commit sins. So these things you have mixed and contaminated with the deen, Allah Ta'ala said, and the reason for all of this is what? Shak, doubt. Now Allah Ta'ala said to get rid of doubt, you can do something, but if you have doubt in the Quran and it shows with regards to your practice all three things, then Allah says that bring a surah, a chapter, a verse that compares. Bring one verse, bring one surah, create and show. Allah Ta'ala says clearly, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَا تَفْعَلُوا, Allah says, and if you don't bring something comparable, and you can never do it anyway, Allah says, yes, because you are liars. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَا تَفْعَلُوا, you know this is Allah's revelation, this is the book that Allah Ta'ala has revealed. So you will not be able to create a verse or a surah or any words that compare. You cannot. You will not be able to bring anything. This is the sunnah of Allah, sunnah ilahi, that when different nations were sent prophets, then they used to be stubborn, they would reject. Just like you are rejecting, Allah says, and you're being stubborn. The same way the previous nations and peoples, when they would be stubborn, they'd reject. Then Allah Ta'ala would give miracles to those Anbiya, prophets. And the mu'jiza, the miracle is from Allah. And they could not reply, respond to that miracle. They couldn't. They weren't capable. They had nothing to offer. Different prophets, different Anbiya, alayhimus salam, Allah gave different miracles. Look. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, he had been given miracles. He had his staff, stick, and his hand that shone. And Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam had such beauty. His miracle was his beauty. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, his miracle was the shining hand, his staff, the stick. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam had the miracle of husn, beauty. Hazrat Dawud alayhi salam, his melodious voice, beautiful and melodious voice. And Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, his kingdom. Nobody had a kingdom like that. As Salih alayhi salam was given the camel, the she camel. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, he would enable those who were deceased to come alive, dead birds to come alive, people who were sick, give them the cure. This was his mu'jizah. Subhanallah. Without a father, he was born. And in his young age, he did kalam, he spoke. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, his hand was the miracle. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, the beauty was the miracle. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, his melodious voice was his miracle. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, his kingdom, vast kingdom. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, he would bring people to life, those who had died, mu'jizah, miracle. So to his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did Allah ta'ala give to his Habib, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his Habib has given him the miracle of the Qur'an Hakim. And that was the mu'jiza, the Qur'an. So all prophets had miracles according to the times and the needs of the times. The prophets would go, their mu'jiza would go. That miracle was there, restricted to that time. Musa alayhi salam went, his miracles went. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam went, his miracles went. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam went, his miracles went. Hazrat Salih alayhi salam, he went, his miracle went with him. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, when he went, his miracle went with him. The Anbiya, they were their miracles. But this is the Imam ul-Anbiya, his miracle. Such a miracle, until Qiyamah, this mu'jiza miracle will continue, will not disappear. Subhanallah. Such a miracle, subhanallah. Allah says, I will protect this miracle. It's such a miracle that not one word of it can be changed. Forget it. Forget about changing it, altering it. That a child of this ummah, 7-year-old daughter, I will, 7-year-old child, I will seal the Quran in her heart. A man 70 years old, I will seal the Quran in his heart. In women's hearts, the Quran will be sealed. And on the tips of the tongues of children, the Quran will be recited. Subhanallah, such a miracle. And further, forevermore, until Qiyamah, this miracle will remain. So brothers, the miracle is attached to the person of that miracle. As Musa alayhi salam went, the miracle went. As Isa alayhi salam went, the miracle went. As Salih alayhi salam went, his miracle went. But this miracle is what? This mu'jizah will continue to Qiyamah. So obviously if the miracle is continuing, then obviously the person who the miracle is given to will be until Qiyamah. So what a great, if the miracle is there, then how can the person have disappeared? So we realize the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will continue till Qiyamah. So the Prophet's miracle will continue. So his fares, his blessings will continue till Qiyamah. His Sharia and Sunnah will continue till Qiyamah. Alhamdulillah. No Sharia will come after that. No way will come. No Sunnah will come after the Prophet. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will come and he will implement the Sunnah and Sharia of Rasulullah. Mahdi alayhi salam will come. He will implement the Sunnah and Sharia of Rasulullah. The Prophet, they will not bring their Sharias. They will follow Shariat Muhammadi. Subhanallah. Mu'jaza continues. So his fares will continue, isn't it? His blessings, his effect. What a fantastic miracle. Allah Ta'ala says it's amazing, surprising. Now, how can a person reject now? What a great dalil proof. Allah says, okay, bring forward something that compares. فَإِلَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا. And if you don't, if you can't bring something forward, then you have to submit. You have to accept. You are forced to submit. If you lose, if you cannot face the challenge, then you are forced to accept. Because the point is this, that whatever we're saying is correct. It's apparent that Allah Ta'ala has challenged until Qiyamah the people that bring the poets and bring the sha'irs. Bring the people who are cunning, the magicians, bring whoever you want. But you will not be able to do, you will not be able to compare, you will not be able to compete. If you're ajiz, if you're sincere, then you will accept. And this is the right. So the surprising thing is, that even then we reject. Even then we deny and shun. And then Even if we say we accept, we reject the orders. Openly, the ahkams, we practice opposite to that, we live our life opposite to that, against that, we rebel. We rebel the ahkams of the Quran against the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's sunnah and sharia, and then we claim that we love Allah, that we are hopeful of Allah's mercy, that we are hopeful of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's intercession. Can there be a bigger deception of shaitan than this? Can there be? All the actions, our lifestyle, whatever this, they're all against the sharia, according to our desires. Our religion is our desires, our deen is our desires, and we're drowned in our desires. So what is this? This is shaitani deception, delusion, deviation. Allah says, you cannot make a kalam like this, and if you can't, then you have lost, and then you have to accept, and after accepting, then what deen is this that you're practicing? What is it that you're doing? Allah Ta'ala asks. So now there's only one point. Allah says, Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala states that you are practicing satanic lifestyle, you're following your nafs, your desires, you reject, and those who accept and they practice against my instructions, then what does Allah say? Allah says, فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. Subhanallah. Allah says, then prepare yourselves, guard yourselves for the fire. For your fire. Because of your disobedience, your stubbornness, what's the punishment? Then prepare yourselves, Allah Ta'ala states, prepare yourselves. The punishment for this is what? Fire. What kind of fire? Allahu Akbar. An-naru allati waquduha an-nasu wal hijara. Look, we need to understand this. If you don't bring iman and faith in this and you reject, or if despite knowing and accepting this, your deeds and practices opposite to this, then remember Allah says, prepare. Prepare, and you're going towards that fire. Allah says, "An-nar allati waquduha an-nasu wal hijara." A very beautiful and clear point Allah has made. Strange for us, maybe, that when you have fire, you need fuel to burn it. You have coal or wood or petrol, or you have oil. You need the fuel to burn the fire, and the more strong the fuel, the more intense the fire will burn. Yes, depends on the intensity and the energy in that fuel. For example, if you want an intense hot fire, then according to that, you need to have the fuel which possesses the energy to give you that intensity. The more intense that fuel is, the more stronger that fuel is, it will, combustion will be strong. Allah says, let me tell you the fuel of this fire, the fire of Jahannam. What will the fuel be? Allah says, "An-nar allati waquduha an-nasu wal hijara." Allahu Akbar. The fuel of the fire of hell will be what? Waquduha an-nasu, human beings, wal hijara, and stones. Allahu Akbar. Imagine the intensity of that fire. In the hadith, it is stated, as Abu Rayra radiallahu anhu states,
"Narukum hazi juzum min sabina juzum min nari jahannam."
This is a muttafaq alayhi hadith, agreed hadith, that the fire of Jahannam, this is one part from the seven parts of the fire of Jahannam. That's how severe it will be. Muttafaq alayhi hadith, agreed hadith. For who is it being prepared? Those people who reject, those people who, despite knowing, they live their lives opposite to the orders of Allah. They openly belittle the sharia and the sunnah. Their lifestyle rejects, the whole lifestyle rejects the sketch of the sharia and the sunnah. It's the sketch of their life is against the sharia and the sunnah. Few things they like, they follow, they do. In other words, according to their whims and desires, they'll take, the rest they will leave and they'll shun. They say, oh, no need, no need. They will follow their own lifestyle, their own desires. They have made their own deen. They've manufactured deen. So this fire is prepared for them, Allah Ta'ala states. For them, Allah Ta'ala has created this fire. and may this light shine. Allah Ta'ala, for the munafiq, hypocrite men and munafiq women, and those who state disbelief, Allah Ta'ala has created the fire of hell. In this definitely I will put those people.
وَعُدُ اللَّهُ مُنَافِقِينَ مُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ وَالْكُفَّارَ نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا.
Allah says, clearly I've made a promise that any munafiq man or munafiq woman, who are these people? Who are the munafiqs, the hypocrites? Those who lie that we love Allah, that we love the Prophet ﷺ, their whole life is against the sunnah and the sharia. They're living, eating, drinking, tijara business, walking out, inside home, wherever. Their whole life is full. Go to their homes and see. Totally against the sharia. Openly, they speak against the sharia. So the Quran has announced, وَعَدُ اللَّهُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ الْكُفَارِ. Allah says that the announcement, that's a clear announcement, Allah Ta'ala has put both together. نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا.
نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا هِيَ حَسْبُهُمْ وَلَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَلَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ.
And for those people, the punishment, Allahu Akbar, that in hell, for them, this is enough punishment. The punishment of hell will be enough for them, sufficient for them. And Allah Ta'ala will make them distant from His mercy. Walla'anahumullah. Allah will make them distant from His rahmah. Wallahum adhabun muqeem. Allah Ta'ala says. And permanent punishment will be for them. And who is this for? The hypocrite men who play with the deen, who play games with the deen, who mock the deen, and the munafiq women, and the people who have no belief. With these people, such hisab, such a reckoning, Allah says, وَلَّعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ. The la'na of Allah will be on them. Allah will make them far from His mercy, and adhab will be permanent for those people. Permanent.
كالذين من قبلكم كانوا أشد منكم قوة وأكثر أموالا وأولادا فاستمتعوا بخلاقهم فاستمتعتم بخلاقكم كما استمتع الذين من قبلكم بخلاقهم وخدتم كالذي خاصوا أولئك حبطت أعمالهم في الدنيا والآخرة أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ.
O hypocrites, Allah says, your situation is like those people who were before you. Like those who were before you. The people before you, not today, but those who were also like you, your condition is like them. How?
أَشَدَّ مِنْكُمْ قُوَّةً وَأَكْثَرَ أَمْوَالًا وَأَوْلَادًا.
Allah says, you, for this reason, you are happy. There's money, there's cars, mansions in Pakistan, houses here in Kashmir. There's a mansion, there a mansion, here a mansion, palace. Allah says that all these reasons you are happy. Not just you, the previous munafiqeen also used to be like this. That due to the dunya, you have left the sharia. Due to the dunya, you have taken up haram. And due to not accepting sharia, this dunya is all for you. Allah Ta'ala explains that you know that this is the haqq. Allah Ta'ala's deen is haqq, the sharia is haqq. Allah Ta'ala has first explained the situation that you cannot reject, you accept everything. You accept everything, yes? And the person who rejects openly, and that person who accepts and then rebels, that's more dangerous. After accepting, he makes a new deen. So for which reason? Allah says, because the dunya is your aim, objective, that you lie and attain dunya by tricking people, you attain dunya by consuming haram, you attain dunya, you make gatherings. Everything in your homes, you see, is immodesty and wrong actions. So Allah says, not a new thing of munafiqs. كَالَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِكُمْ Allah says, كَالَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِكُمْ That the people before you, فَاسْتَمْتَعُوا Allah says, that totally it's like this, there's no doubt that you will, and you think a lot in the world due to the deen. Allahu Akbar. كَالَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِكُمْ كَانُوا أَشَدَّ مِنْكُمْ قَارُونَ He had so many keys to his treasure chests. Many people would hold his keys. He had keys of metal, then wood keys, and keys out of leather. And on camels, imagine how much treasure he had, that the keys would hang on the camels. He was the cousin, isn't it? The son of the uncle of Pharaoh. So Allah says, will you make more wealth than him? These long, big cars, oh foolish people, Allah Ta'ala says, that you know that you are wrong. كَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ كَانُوا أَشَدَّ مِنْكُمْ قُوَّةً وَأَكْثَرَ أَمْوَالًا وَأَوْلَادًا Do you not see the people before you who did this? They took a lot of benefit, so cool, from the dunya. And you will also take benefit, worldly, material things. Allah says, فَاسْتَمْتَعُوا بِخَلَاقِهِمْ فَاسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِخَلَاقِكُمْ كَمَا اسْتَمْتَعَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ Just like those people try to take benefit from the world, you will try also to take benefit from the world. You will also immerse yourself into wrong words and statements. Always they would drink alcohol and immodesty and nakedness, and you've got screens and boxes, and you sit at home and immerse yourself in passions in the night, just like they had gatherings in the night. You have likewise, Allahu Akbar, ajeeb and weird parties and celebrations and marriage ceremony and wedding anniversary. Allah says that these are excuses. These are excuses for people to do wrong things. Allah Ta'ala has no link with this. Is this so much? All of these are excuses. All excuses are, we need to, today is my daughter's and there's tomorrow and there's my son's this and this function, it's his cake and there's the cake for that person. We're going to that person's house. We're sitting at his house. And then Allahu Akbar, the sins. Look at the attire, the actions and the music and the... Allah says, Allahu Akbar, أُولَٰئِكَ حَبِتَتْ Allah says, أُولَيْكَ حَبِطَتْ أَمَالُهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَأُولَيْكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ So sad that these people, that they whose works have come to nothing in this world in the life to come. Allah says, where is your salah and the deen that gave you? Even that you just wasted your time in Hajj and Umrah and you thought that you have succeeded on munafiqs. Allah says that, Allah is saying again,
وَعَدَّ اللَّهُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ وَالْكُفَّارَ نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَعَدَّ اللَّهُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ وَالْكُفَّارَ نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا
Allah says, look at this enjoyment, your parties and the things of the world that you run after. Allah says, open your eyes. Allah Ta'ala says, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your iman. Allahu Akbar. What is Allah saying here? Amal. You are wasting. The biggest deed that Allah Ta'ala has given to you, you've got iman, you've got belief. Why do you waste this iman that I've given to you? Allah says, that your dunya and your akhirah, you are destroying, you are wasting. أُولَيْكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ Allah says, remember, you are in big loss. This is nothing that you are trying to earn in the world. This is nothing. So Allah said clearly, that fire about which Allah said that this is 1/7 of a portion, 1/7 of the intensity. And the fuel of that fire is what? Allahu Akbar. Allah says, the fuel of the fire, فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ Humans and stones. Have you ever seen a fire in the world whose fuel is men and stones? But Allah says, the fire of hell for the munafiqeen. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ Allah says, I promise, I affirm that in this fire I will send those people. That what is the condition of the fire? As Abu Hurairah states, the Holy Prophet ﷺ stated, that this fire, first of all, Allah Ta'ala burnt this fire 1,000 years. Then it became red. Then after 1,000 years, another 1,000 years, it burnt for another alfana sanatun. Hatta. And then it was burnt again for 1,000 years, it became white. And then another 1,000 years it was burnt. After that, it became to the extent that it burnt and it burnt and burnt to blackness. Today's black and intense black in Jahannam, about which Allah Ta'ala says that this is the consequence of disobedience, and people will be thrown into this hellfire. And this is in Tirmidhi, this hadith. So this is that fire Allah Ta'ala has promised, confirmed. So brothers, this enjoyment, this is not enjoyment. Yes, these games we play in life, this is temporary, this life. Tell me, temporary. Yes, Nu'man bin Bashir radiyallahu anhu, he presented a hadith, beautiful hadith. He stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated once,
Anzartukum nara, anzartukum nara, anzartukum nara.
The Prophet ﷺ said loudly, and for a long time the Prophet ﷺ stated and loudly and passionately that I make you fear the fire of hell, fear the fire of hell. I request you fear the fire of hell, and loudly and repeatedly and continuously, to this extent that the cloak that the Prophet ﷺ was wearing, it fell to his blessed feet due to his loudness and his passion, intensity. SubhanAllah. This hadith has been narrated. This is how passionately the Prophet ﷺ clearly explained this. Now if we see that this fire whose fuel is human beings and stones, Allah has given the example. The Prophet ﷺ said that the fire, the intensity of the fire, the greatness of the rage of the fire, that's how it will be. Allah is trying to explain the uniqueness of that fire. Allah Ta'ala's examples are beautiful and unique, fantastic and brilliant, so that we can understand the fuel will be stones and men. That why has Allah Ta'ala mingled human beings with stones in the fuel of hell? Why are both fuels combined? Stones or humans could be one just without the other. Stone is stone, rock is rock. So it can't be a normal rock or stone, can it? And these will be dark, intense, black stones, rock hard, very solid, robust. So why have human beings been attached and made the fuel as well? This reason, that when the fire is burnt with humans, they won't be burnt. Rather, with them, the fire will be made. That the fire will be made with those humans. In reality, they weren't human beings. They were stones as well. Ajeeb, beautiful explanation of the Quran. They were stones. The things did not penetrate their hearts. This verse that's being recited, after this, let's see how many people will reform themselves and improve themselves. That the Holy Prophet ﷺ's life, how much they will come in line with the Sharia and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Nobody will adopt it. Nobody, because we are rocks and like stones. That's why Adab is given that our hearts were rocks and stones in the world. So we would be burnt with the rocks and the stones in the fire. Because we were rocks and stones. We were barren. And another meaning that comes out, Allah's example, subhanAllah, amazing. Allah's examples, that the disbelievers used to worship rocks, stones, Allah Akbar. They would carve out sculpture, idols with their hands, and they would prostrate it them. So those rocks and stones that they'd carve out, because they'd make idols, so Allah Ta'ala for them as well, for those human beings, Allah says that I've attached you and made you, combined you with the stones due to worshipping the stones and the rock. These were those who rejected, who had no faith, and those the munafiqs, the hypocrites. The Quran says wa'adallahu munafiqina wal kufar. Allah explaining to both. So the people who rejected, who had no faith, they were combined with the stones because they worshipped the stones. And human beings, the munafiqs, the others, they've been attached to the stones and mentioned with the stones because in their hearts nafs and base desires were present. That was also an idol. So they used to make stones into idols and worship them with, and the munafiqs would make their hearts into idols by following their desires and worship them. That's why the human beings will be the fuel with the stones and the rocks in Jahannam. So those who had no faith, they would make idols out of stone and worship them. And munafiqs, they would, in the depths of their heart, they would make the idol of their nafs desires and worship that. So in their heart is the idol of their nafs. So that fire will be prepared. What an amazing fire. How intense it will be. How intense it will be. In the hadith is stated, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, as a Noman Bishir radiallahu anhu stated, that you can say the least minimum of the punishment of hell, that just like take two slippers and the person will wear the slippers of hell. He'll be putting on the slippers of hell. This is the minimum punishment, such slippers that due to the intensity of the slippers, his brain will be boiling just like a cauldron when it boils over in the heat. Imagine, can a person stay alive like that for long? And he'll consider, and definitely he'll know, that he will think it's the worst case punishment. But in the hadith stated, this is the minimum punishment of hell. Al-Rawaya Bukhari wa Muslim agreed. This will be the minimum punishment. He'll think it's the worst. If Allah has promised that fire that Allah Ta'ala has created, whose fuel will be men and stones, what will be the hal of that fire, the condition of that fire? All of this. Why is Allah giving these examples? Because if only our hard hearts today, our rock hard hearts, despite we melting with that fire, may Allah Ta'ala give us His mercy, so that we listen to this Quran and so that our hearts melt. وَعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. Allah says, I've prepared this for those who disbelieve. Look, brothers, prepared for those who have no iman. How severe and how clearly Allah has mentioned in this verse for those people who don't believe in Allah, who don't accept Allah, those who disbelieve, and those people who accept, but despite knowing Allah's orders and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah sharia, they live their lives opposite to this. This life, a few days long, Allah has given an example that iman should be complete. Look, listen again. One of those who are without faith, they don't have faith, iman. Yes, those who reject, no iman, disbelieve. The others are those who have defective iman, defective belief. They have iman, they have belief, but it's defective. Their whole life is, despite having iman belief, despite having it, the based on iman, which iman says dictates, they follow sharia and sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They live their life against this. They follow their desires. So one is, and then the third is complete iman. Iman kamil, complete iman. What is that? To have iman and whole life to adopt and embrace and implement the sunnah and the sharia. Profit, loss, all is based on sharia. Profit and loss. All profit and loss of life, it hinges on sunnah and sharia. Human being. Obviously a human being makes mistakes. Obviously he's prone to sin. Obviously he's prone to stumbling. If he slips, falls down, drops, makes a mistake, immediately what do? They do tawbah. They repent. They ask Allah for forgiveness. So these are those with kamil iman. Kamil iman. If they slip or fall or make a mistake, don't wait, don't hesitate. Immediately they do tawbah, ask Allah for forgiveness. Allah, we won't do this again, Allah. And who are these people? They are the people with kamil iman. Kamil iman. For these people, Allah Ta'ala stated, one thing, this will be the jama'ah in the akhirah. This jama'ah, this group of people, they will be deserved of Allah Ta'ala's rewards. Let's pray to Allah that Allah, with this verse of the Quran, allow us to live our life according to this verse. Give us the tawfiq ability. Allah's every single verse is reminding us and teaching us. And in this day and age, that we have the storm of non-religion, the storm of no deen. It's very easy to follow the sharia and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How easy is it? We just need to twist our desire. Doesn't matter what happens, doesn't matter who says what, if whether somebody meets me or not, whether somebody comes close to me or not, even if everyone leaves me isolated, but I will implement and obey Allah's orders and I will live my life like this, says she or he. That's how easy is Islam and deen. That's all we have to do. Remember, then Allah's help will descend and come. Allah's help will come and take you forward. Allah won't let you get trapped or stuck in any difficulty. Have courage, determination of niyyah, and set forth. Insha'Allah, Allah's assistance will come. Allah's assistance will come. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the ability to understand this Quran and the ability to practice on this. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi rabbil alamin. Essalatu vesselamu ala seyyidil mursalin. Şefii'l mursalin. Taha ve yasin ala ibadil alamin. Allahumme salli ala Muhammed ve ala Muhammed. Kama sallaita ala İbrahim ve ala İbrahim innaka hamidun mecid. Allahumme barik ala Muhammed ve ala ali Muhammed. Allahumme aghfir lana zunubana wa zulubana hazrana jannatan khatam. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسررت وما أعلنت وما أسررت وما تعنى به أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على عدوك اللهم نعوذ بك من النار اللهم نعوذ بك من النار اللهم نعوذ بك من النار اللهم اجنا من النار اللهم اجنا من النار اللهم اجنا من النار اللهم نسلك حسن الخاتمة اللهم نسلك حسن الخاتمة اللهم نعوذ بعذاب القبر وعذاب جهنم وفتنة الغيرات وفتنة السجاد يا رحمن الرحيم يا رحمن الرحيم من لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين يا الله ما يصغر لك بلا غنى ما فضلنا يا الله ما يدمع مصيبة وطول فرما يا الله ما لبريشاني وطول فرما يا الله ما بمالك وشفا نصيب فرما یا اللہ جو لوگ پریشان ہیں اپنے فیملی کی وجہ سے اپنے گھر کی وجہ سے اپنے کاروبار کی وجہ سے اسی مسائل میں پھنسے ہوئے مولا جو آدمی ہیں جو عورتیں ہیں جو بات میرے مولا تو اپنے فضل کرم سے آسانی فرما دے ان پر یا اللہ ان کے کاموں پہ آسانی فرما دے یا اللہ ان کے کاموں پہ آسانی فرما دے یا اللہ ہم سب کو دین پہ چلنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما نبی پاؤں شریعت سنت والا دین ہمیں عطا فرما یا اللہ ہمیں نفاق سے بچا لے بے عملی سے بچا لے دھوکہ دہی سے بچا لے اے میرے مولا خالص ایمان نصیب فرما کامل انسان میں ایمان نصیب فرما کفر اور شرک اور ریا سے ہمیں حفاظت فرما میرے مولا یا رحم الرحمین یا رحم الرحیم قرآن سے ہمیں محبت عطا فرما قرآن سے ہمارا شغف نصیب فرما اللہم زین ایمان بالقرآن اللہم زین اخلاق بالقرآن اللہم زین قبول بالقرآن اللہم زین امور احسن امور بالقرآن سارے کام آسان فرما قرآن کی وجہ سے قرآن سے شروع محبت رحمت نصیب فرما میرے مولا یا رحم الرحیم اس کو میں پڑھنے کی توفیق دے یاد کرنے کی توفیق دے حفظ کرنے کی توفیق دے اللہ ہماری سے محبت بڑھا دے یا کریم اے اللہ اپنے فضل کرم سے ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلق محمد و آلہ و صحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا رحم الرحیم سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون و سلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ